Good morning, America. Good afternoon, Europe, and good evening, Asia. Welcome to our event for quarter 2016 results. My name is Juliana Cardona. I'm from the legal department of BBVA Colombia. Please set your phones in silent mode to eliminate the echo and to have a better communication. This conference is being recorded and the audio will be posted on the bank's website on the link agenda. The presentation is available both in English and Spanish, and you can find it in our website www.bbva.com.co in the link Investor Relations and clicking Agenda. To this event is also connected Mario Nigrinis. He is the head ALM Treasury and Investor Relations, and he's going to do the presentation of the fourth quarter 2016 results. Mario, you can go ahead with the presentation whenever you please.
Thank you very much, Juliana. Okay, so for the fourth quarter this year, the previous year, the macroeconomic background that you can see on slide two, actually you can see that we are being optimistic about what is going to happen with Colombia GDP growth during 2017. It's actually going to be a higher growth rate compared to 2016. Our research team is expecting a growth rate of 2.4%, where also inflation will decrease. It is expected to be around 4.1%. This is above the central bank target. However, is very, very close to the upper part of the band. Also, given this better economic environment, the central bank will be able to cut its interest rates by 150 basis points, and the research team is expecting it to be at 6% by the year end. Moreover, in their last meeting in February, in late February, they already cut 25 basis points the interest rate, and the current level is 7.25%. So actually, this is in line with the outlook from the research team. Now, considering the performance of the bank, what we are seeing is that during the fourth quarter, actually, we had a sound performance in this highly competitive environment, which is the industry in Colombia. We continue with our policy of cost controls. So that's the way that we can, of course, have an increase in our profit, and also keeping our credit quality in this environment of an economic slowdown, and of course with an impact in the job market. On slide number six, you can see the main highlights of the bank's balance sheet. So we continue with positive figures. We keep our current shares regarding the total assets, the loan portfolio. And of course, as you are aware, this is a retail bank. So where we have a better ranking on retail products, like for instance, consumption loans, mortgages, compared to commercial loans. On slide number seven, you can see the dynamics of the balance sheet. We are comparing the last two quarters of 2016 and the last quarter of 2015. So you can see that, first of all, during the last year, there was a growth in our loan portfolio. We finally reached 39.6 billion pesos, which is a growth of about 2.7 billion pesos compared to the last quarter of 2015. And in the case of deposits, we continue to have a higher growth. This is related to the fulfillment of Basel III requirements related to liquidity risks. 2016 was the year when the bank adapted and implemented the LCR requirement, And of course, we made a big change in our mix of funds. Finally, I will say you can see the increase in the stockholders' equity, and we will go in detail the implications for the solvency ratio of the bank later. Now, considering the income statement in the next slide, the first thing you see is that compared to the third quarter, on the fourth quarter we had an important recovery on the net interest income and also in the gross margin. This is mainly explained by the decline on the inflation rates. If you remember, inflation in Colombia peaked in July 2016 when it reached almost 9%, and actually it ended the year 2016 on a figure just above 5.5%. Actually, it was 5.47%. Since there is an important part of our funding, which is on term deposits that are linked to inflation, this decline in inflation was very good for the bank results. Obviously, the increase in the net interest income and in the gross margin got reflected in the net profit, where we had an increase, a very important increase compared to the third quarter of the year. And the guidance for this year is, given the macroeconomic forecast of lower inflation rates and lower interest rates, actually the net interest income of the bank will continue increasing. And what you will see is a recovery in the net profit of 2017, an increase compared to the one we showed for 2016. Now, concerning activity, on slide 10, you can see that regarding our loan portfolio, we have kept the mixed in the sense that it's, as I said before, a retail bank where most of the loans are either related to consumer loans or to mortgages. And you can see how during the year, in the lower part of the slide, actually consumer loans and mortgages were the ones that had the highest growing rates. It is true that in the case of mortgages, the bank reduced its market share in 22 basic points, but I insist, when you look on the growth rates, it was actually a high growth rate of 12.2%. And what happened with commercial loans was the opposite. We actually had a reduction on commercial loans. This was part of our strategy in order to maintain, to keep high profitability ratios in this very high competitive environment. So actually the bank decided that it was not going to be so aggressive on commercial loans growth. We actually rather let go new origination of loans that, because of the market conditions, have been granted at very low rates, which are not necessarily the most profitable for the bank. Concerning our funding mix, which is on page 11, as I mentioned to you before, during the 2016, it was our implementation of the liquidity coverage ratio, the LCR requirement by Basel. So it demanded from us a change in our funding structure. So you can see that compared to the last quarter of 2015, what happened is a savings account reduced its share of the total funding from 54% to 41%, and we substitute those sources of funding for term deposits, which actually increased their share in the funding mix from 31% to 45%. And of course, when you compare in the lower part of the slide the growth rates of each of these products, you can see that actually the savings account were reduced. We had a negative growth rate of almost 15%, and of course, diminishing share of the market, whereas the term deposits had a huge increase, almost 65%, and we also gained more than 300 basis points of the market share. I insist the reason for this change in the funding structure was in order to fulfill the Basel III requirements concerning liquidity, in particular the liquidity coverage ratio, LCR. And this is, in the case of Colombia, one of the few banks, bank that is Basel III compliant, and this is, of course, because of our parent company, BBVA S.A., which is in Madrid, in Spain, under the supervision of the European Central Bank. That's why the subsidiaries, and in this case BBVA Colombia, have to be Basel III compliant. Now, regarding the risk indicators, what we are seeing is that actually in the case of non-performing loans, they are increasing. It's something that is happening in the industry. Is related to what is going on with the economy, which has slower its growth rate. It has had also an impact on the job market. However, the good news is BBVA keeps its performance, which is better than the one of the industry. First, you can see that for the total NPLs, we actually have a lower indicator, 2.02% compared to 2.37%, which is the one in the industry. And also it's very important to highlight that this happens in the different products from our loan portfolio, either the case of commercial loans, consumer loans, or mortgages. So it is true, risk indicators are increasing for the industry, but at the same time, it is true that BBVA keeps its outstanding performance when you compare it to the industry. The guidance for this year is, given that the economy is starting to recover, and you know the risk indicators happen to be lagged with the performance of the economy, it may be the case that actually they will keep deteriorating this year, but actually it's going to be at levels that we don't see are worrisome. And second, BBVA will continue with this premium, with this better performance compared to the one on the industry. Another risk indicator we like a lot to show is the case of the risk premium, where you can see that it's also the case that BBVA is having a better performance compared to its main peers. Now, finally, when we consider the case of our solvency ratios and our capital position, we keep our message, which is we have appropriate capital levels. Actually, when you think on a consolidated basis, and this is very important, our total solvency ratio is 12.6%, which is above the 9% required by the Superintendencia Financiera, which is a local supervisor. And when we consider the case of the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio, our ratio is 6.7% above the 4.5%, which is the minimum required. I would also like to highlight, I know this is a presentation for the fourth quarter results, however, it's important for you, and the information is available on our website. On late February, to be more specific, it was on the 28th, we had our general shareholders meeting. In that meeting, it was decided that out of the net profit of 2016, 50%, 50% was going to be used to increase the legal reserve of the bank. With this amount, our common equity tier 1 ratio actually increased to 7.55%. This figure, of course, will only be available for you when you look at the February reports from the Superintendencia Financiera. However, I insist, if you want to see it or you have further questions, the information is available on our website, and this was one of the main decisions that was taken during the shareholders assembly. So actually we continue having a very sound economic, very sound capital position. And finally, on slide 16, when we compare to our main peers, again, based on consolidated levels, you can see that actually BBVA solvency ratio is good compared to the ones of our peers. This information, I would like to highlight, is more difficult to get. However, it's still public. You can get it when you go to the IR websites of our main peers and you download their annual report. That's where they report their consolidated solvency ratios. The one you will find in the Superintendencia is on an individual basis, which is very obvious for all of us that is not the relevant one there. Good basis. So finally, on slide 17, you can see that BBVA has the best credit rating in the industry in Colombia. Here we are showing to you two things. First of all, the G spread of our subordinated bonds, which, as you can see, are the lowest in the industry. On here you have the comparison with the sovereign bond, so it is the lowest. And we are also presenting to you the latest credit ratings from Moody's and Fitch, where you can see that actually in the case of BBVA is the only bond in the industry with an investment rate. So that's all for today. I don't know if you have any further questions. Also, please remember the presentation is available on our website. And as usual, we are also available for questions if you send us an email.
Well, thank you, Mario, and thank you all for participating in our event for quarter 2016 results. As Mario said, and as I said before, the presentation is available in English and Spanish. You can find it in our website. Thank you very much, and have a good rest of the day.
Bye-bye.